Blog Talk Radio.
A Monday warrior, mean stride. Today's Tom Sawyer, mean pride.
Good afternoon in Ramstein, Germany. Good morning on the East Coast, and they're still sleeping on the West Coast. My name is Jason Dias, broadcasting live from the offices of eloquentonline.net in the beautiful city of New Braunfels, Texas, Republic thereof, and welcome to the Power of Performance, the show that asks the question, if your brand were a band, would you leave the audience wanting more? I want to start out the show with a quick shout out to a fine young gentleman named Joshua Smith. He is a advocacy officer out at Schools First Credit Union out in beautiful Santa Ana, California. If you've been listening to the show the past couple weeks, 2 weeks ago on our show with Patrick Basler, Troy just kind of went off on the crash the GAC. And I wasn't expecting it. Like many things on the show, it was unscripted and unplanned because it is radio after all. It's very extemporaneous here. But I've been thinking about it and wondering if you can keep crashing something 3 years in a row. Did anybody understand what the point of it was, what the purpose of it was? So I thought I'll call one of the crashers and ask them. Let me say, first of all, Joshua took the call on Monday. He didn't know I was going to call him. And he was very, very kind and very, very forthcoming and very, very gentlemanly. But he had absolutely no idea what Crash the GAC was all about. And so today we're talking about songs we loved the first time we heard them on the old AM radio. And in my dad's case, my dad had like a 1972 Dodge, I think it was a Dodge Polara. I mean, this thing was humongous. I think you could easily fit the cast of Riverdance in the back seat. You could go to Sears and buy a washer and dryer and delivery, what? $30 delivered? No way. To put the dryer in the trunk and the washing machine in the back seat. The kids can, you know, roll around in the front seat, no seat belts. But there was a radio, and a little AM radio, and if you remember, you used to just push the button, and it would go to the channel. There were three or four songs, stations that played music in those days. And so today we're going to talk about songs we loved the first time we heard them on the old AM band, AM radio, before there was XM, before there was Sirius, before there was CD, before there was Pandora, before there was Spotify. It was a good old-fashioned AM radio in your dad's car, in your dad's truck, in your mom's car. And all of these songs are from the 70s. But to get back to Joshua Smith and Crash the GAC, our first song today is one of my absolute favorites by Looking Glass. My parents are from New England, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. I would go up in the summertime and spend my summers in New England. And my Uncle Ray was a very successful insurance salesman. He would actually sell policies door to door. And I would go with him in the afternoons and just, you know, drive around and deliver policies and pick up checks. And we'd go have lunch and just a great, great memory from when I was very, very young. And it just seems like no matter what day we were out and about driving through Rhode Island and Fall River, Massachusetts, this song, you could count on hearing it at least once a day. And I love this song. This is a song that tells a story. Is your brand telling a story about its success, about its evolution, about the things that it does well? I asked Joshua Smith to tell me the Crash the GAC story on Monday, and he simply couldn't. The highlight of our conversation was at one point he asked in a very nervous and concerned voice, we're not on the radio show right now, are we? No, Joshua, we would never prank anybody like that. We would never ambush anybody like that. I emailed Brent Dixon. I offered Joshua and the Cooperative Trust an opportunity to come on the show today and just kind of give us their feedback on all of this, and they declined. So they're not telling their story. I don't know if they don't want to tell their story, if they can't tell their story, if they're relying on their website. Folks, sometimes you got to speak your story. You got to speak truth to the story. Now, in this song, a very ironic story is told about a barmaid named Brandy who is serving drinks all day to people who tell her, man, you'd be the perfect wife. But of course, Brandy knows her love is not around because the true love of his life is the sea. This is Looking Glass, and to get your Wednesday going with Brandy.
Thank you.
turn away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Go with Looking Glass and Brandy. The drummer handed me a note during the song to say that it sounds like you start most of your mornings with Brandy. Of course, talking about the drink, not the song. One of my absolute favorites, Brandy and Looking Glass, are your people, are the people that auditioned for you and then you hired to be part of your live performance every day. Are they telling your story? Do they know how long you've been in business? Do they know about the evolution of your brand and the direction of your brand? Make sure you can tell your story. People love a great story. That song tells a great story. In this next selection, this was Troy's selection. Who's not here today? We miss Troy, but as you know, when we do the show early in the morning, Troy is a busy guy, the chief operating officer of a gigantic credit union, and so he's typically busy in the mornings. We normally broadcast at noon on Wednesday, which is Eastern Standard Time, which is Troy's lunch, and so he can jump on and join us most of the time with no problem. But when I said, "Hey, what's a song you loved the first time you heard it, you know, back in the AM radio days," he picked this next selection. This next song was a big risk when it was put out on pop radio. I'm sure it was a big risk in the studio when it was being recorded, but you know what? Sometimes great risk will give you great reward. Are you taking risks with your brand? Or you maybe there's a marketing idea you've had or a branding experiment you've been sitting on. You know what? You can't learn unless you make some mistakes. Maybe it's time to do something bold and something different. I'm still amazed that in 2013, when I ride through town, every bank and credit union is hawking free checking. Apparently that has just worked its way into the banking vernacular, that's how you get people to come to your brand, by offering them free checking. I don't even know where my checkbook is. So if you've got something you've been thinking about, something you've been sitting on, Eloquent Online takes risks all the time. And they're not always successful. They're not always go the way we want to. But man, you learn a lot when you get out there and stretch the boundaries. I spoke professionally for 10 years and never, ever once used the term think outside the box, because I didn't even know that box existed. This song was so far out of the box when it first appeared on AM radio back in the day. It's still a favorite today. Got a little more run with the Wayne's World Redux. You know it as Bohemian Rhapsody and Queen.
Is this the real? reality. Open your eyes, look up to the skies and see.
I'm just a fool, I need no sympathy.
Because I'm easy come, easy go, little high, little low.
Anyway,
the wind blows, doesn't really matter.
just an incredible song, a totally revolutionary song when it appeared on AM radio way back in the day. Troy might have had the 33 RPM, a risky song, a little long for pop radio back in the day, but just so many things going on in that song, so many key and time signature changes. And isn't that kind of like your day? At work, at your brand, at your bank, at your credit union, at your restaurant, the ebb and flow. But what keeps it all together are the conductors and the managers and the supervisors who make sure the performers are ready to go. One of the great things about music is it has to start and end. A song has to start and end at the same time. People have to be ready to play. And you know, you come in at 9 o'clock and you got some of your people are ready to go and some are still updating their Facebook page or talking about Dancing with the Stars or something like that. Folks, when that curtain goes up, everyone has to be ready. The fine-tuning and all that stuff has to be over. You don't want the curtain to go up and see the drummer setting up his gear. Everything has to be ready to go when the curtain goes up on your live performance each and every day. And after the break, we're going to come back and play two more songs, songs that we loved the first time we heard them back on the old AM radio. And don't forget to join us next week on The Power Performance, 12 noon Eastern Standard Time next Wednesday. We will be joined by Thomas B. Renz, the President and Chief Development Officer at Commodore Perry Federal Credit Union. This is a true David versus Goliath story, a small credit union in Ohio that stood up to the NCUA. Join us for their fascinating story next week on The Power of Performance. sound of Chicago. Man, I love how this is one of my things that I talk about a lot with Nike and some of the people that we work with musically. I don't think there's enough great use of brass instrumentation anymore. Dave Matthews does a great job adding horns and trombone and stuff like that. There are beautiful brass instruments out there. There's so much techno stuff out there now. Everything's on a electronic keyboard or whatever. I've never been a big Chicago fan. I know people like them a lot when they like Chicago, but I love that song. Another great example of a song that tells a story. And of course, in the middle, you have that big breakdown, slow motion, right? That huge time signature change. That's what your business is like. There are moments where everyone has to kind of shift gears at exactly the same time, a data processing conversion, a rebranding. It's done best and looks seamless to the audience when everybody prepares and rehearses the right way. At your bank, at your credit union, you have people come into training. They don't take it seriously, man. It's just it's a day off with some free coffee and lunch. That's not the way it works in music. You've got to take everything seriously. Practice like you play. And that's one of my absolute favorites from the AM radio days. All right, this next one is just one of those songs that just gets you the first time you hear it. And I used to play this at the end of my session. I started speaking professionally, really big time, at a conference every week, back in 2003, almost to the week 10 years ago. And today is the 10th anniversary of the start of Operation Iraqi Freedom. Now, I served in the first Gulf War in Saudi Arabia and in Iraq. I've been over there. Nothing like the experience our young men and women, our servicemen and women had over there that started 10 years ago, the march up. Just amazing to me that 10 years have gone by. And, you know, we lost a lot of great young men and women in the very prime of their lives during that war. And, of course, the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan coincided with my speaking career. And so I spent a lot of time in the airports, and I met a lot of these young men and women, always the most cordial, most professional service members in the world. And I bought my share of Subway sandwiches and overpriced beers for these guys. And I got to tell you, I saw a lot of Americans doing that, just running up on somebody in the airport. Hey, I got that. I got his lunch. I got their lunch. 10 years later, I'm not going to make any comments about what I think about the war, the people in Iraq, and whether or not they were worth – well, I will say they're not worth it. They weren't worth one drop of American blood. But you guys served with great distinction, every single one of you. I had a gentleman I spoke to the other day through the Wounded Warrior Project, lost the lower part of both legs below the knee to an explosion in Ramadi. And he was telling me how he liked the fact that with his new titanium prosthetics, he was actually 2 inches taller than before his injury. And I thought, you know, what an amazing guy to look at the bright side of things and to say that. And my dad, whom I love very, very much, who I heard a lot of these songs with in the car, by the way, he would sometimes say that, you know, when you think you got it bad, look around and pretty soon you've got it pretty good. You get complaints about your boss, about your supervisor, about your work today. Let me tell you something. You got both your legs and you can walk to a meeting or you can walk to the cube in your building and complain about somebody. Be thankful. Be thankful for what you've got. This last song here is one of my absolute favorites. A great example. Some songs kind of fade out and some songs end. But again, if you're doing things the right way, if everyone's on the same page, everyone starts and ends at the same time. So to close us out today, one of my absolute favorites, Baba O'Reilly and The Who. Thank you.
Something out.